Take your holy book. Turn to the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter number 2. Everybody there? Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 1. Bible says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. But now watch this, but the just shall live by his faith. I want to preach out of this just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought, the principle of life. The principle of life. As we look at this tonight and we can see the principle of life that we have in here, and I think the principle of life is our faith. Amen. We see the man of God as he's speaking here, and he said he's going to stand upon his watch, and he said and set him upon the tower. And he said, I'll watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. So we see the prophet, this man of God, and he said, I'm going to set myself up, and said, I'm going to set myself up and to watch and hear from the Lord. Amen. If we'll set ourselves up to watch and to listen, to hear from the Lord, I guarantee you God will speak to you. And God will speak to me. God will speak to us. He'll speak to the church. He'll give us those things that we stand in need of even right now. Amen. As we come upon the things of this world that seem so drastic around us today, we can realize that there's a God of heaven who's bigger than the obstacles that we face. He's far bigger, and he's able to do all things and do them well. But we see here in verse number 2, as the prophet's speaking, and he says, I'm going to look, and I'm looking to see, and he's watching to see what he might see. And the Lord speaks to him, answered him. Well, that's the Lord God Jehovah. Amen. And he said, write the vision and make it plain on tables. I got to thinking about that this morning out there in the study. You know, God is he's a good God, but he doesn't want his word to be so complicated that we can't understand it. He wants things to be simple. He said he wants things to be so simple that a little child can comprehend them. And the most important thing that we need to read and comprehend is that God loves us. God cares for us, and God sent the very best he had to die for us on the cross of Calvary, that through him we might be saved, you and I, and our children, and our families, our children, our grandchildren, and our loved ones, and church folk, and the communities that we live can be saved by the marvelous work of God Almighty through his Son Jesus. But he said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. So he tells us here, said to make this vision plain. He said, write it on tables. Amen. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's something that's to be taken down and handed down from generation to generation. That's where we're missing it today. We're living in a society, and we think, well, because Mama and Papa love the Lord, and maybe Mama and Daddy love the Lord, and everything's okay. But I want to say tonight that we need to be handing it down. This solid Word of God needs to be handed down from generation to generation. It can't stop with Mama and Daddy. It can't stop with Mama and Papa. It's got to continue down generation after generation. If we miss one generation, we failed God miserably. And I'm afraid we've already let down a couple generations that's done fell through the cracks and haven't got the truth of an almighty God. Amen. He said we need to write them down. We need to pin them down. He said, then we need to run. When we've read them, we need to run and tell what we've heard. It ought to be an exciting thing to tell about the things that God has done in His magnificence. Amen? Right, the things that God has done because He loved us so in such a fashion that He has. But He says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. He said, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it. Because it will surely come and it will not tarry. Amen. So we see as the vision, He said, is there. And He said, this vision, the vision He said that we see, and the vision that He said to write down, the vision that He said to go and tell. He's talking about a vision for the future. Amen. I believe what's wrong with the churches today that we don't have much of a vision for the future. Amen. We ought to have a vision for the future. Isaiah had a vision for a future. He was looking at something that was coming that he couldn't see. And them old prophets, they couldn't see. They've seen from mountaintop to mountaintop. They couldn't see the valley of the church age. But they was looking for something big to happen. They was looking for a soon coming Savior. They was looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. They was looking for that appointed one. It was an appointed time and an appointed one, praise God. The anointed of God was the promise to God's people from God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad Brother Bill, God ain't changed His mind. That promise is still just as real today. He said, surely it will come and it will not tarry. When it's time, praise God, God will step out with a trump and a shout. Praise God. What a day that'll be. Amen. But He said that there's a principle of life that we see. And I believe we're missing the principle when we miss the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the just shall live by his faith. Amen. Now, if you look at this in the Word of God, and we see four different times that it is stated that the just shall live by his faith. We see it in here in Habakkuk chapter number 2. We see in Romans chapter number 1 and verse 17. We see it again in Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. And we see it in Hebrews chapter 10, 31 through 39, where He speaks about the just living by His faith. Those that's justified, just as if we had never sinned, that they live by their faith. Amen. By the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's a faith that's a looking to the future. In Isaiah chapter number 11, let me just read that to you. In Isaiah chapter number 11, in verse number 9. Well, let me just go back and get the whole spectrum of this. In Isaiah chapter number 11, he's speaking of the Messiah. He's speaking of the character. And he speaks of his reign, praise God, in verses 3 and 4 and 5. Verse 6, he says, the wolf shall also dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, and the fattening together. And a little child shall lead them. And a cow and a bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the holy asp, and a weaned child shall put his hand on the crocodile's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand up for an ensign of the people, and to it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again a second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, shall assemble the outcast of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Praise God. So we see the hand of God as it begins to move. Praise God. God begins to set this thing up. And God said, He said that the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Praise His holy name. It's going to be that way. It ought to be that way now. If we had done our part, me and you, praise God, the earth would now be full of the knowledge of the Lord. But I'm afraid we've let down. You've let down. I've let down. We've let down. And our people, praise God, all around us are dying and going to hell because they don't know about the Savior. They don't know about the God of glory who loves them, the one who created everything, praise God, in the likeness of His image. And we don't know about the Lord Jesus Christ and His death, burial, and His resurrection. Amen. So we see a vision. We see a vision of the kingdom. We see a vision of the kingdom being set up. But if you go back to Habakkuk, Habakkuk's speaking of this kingdom. Amen. But he advances Isaiah's a statement just a little bit. If you go into Habakkuk chapter number two, and you look at verse number 14, and Habakkuk would say this, and he adds to that Isaiah has just stated. Praise God that the knowledge of the kingdom of the Lord. Verse 14, he says, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Praise God. So he says, not only will the knowledge be there, he said, but praise God also with the knowledge of the Lord will be the glory of the Lord. Praise God. He said, we'll get to behold the kingdom and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. A magnificent power and might that He shows. The manifestation of the glory of God. Amen. What a spectacle to behold is the glory of God. Amen. We see many times in the Word of God that it speaks of this manifestation of the glory of God. When we see God, we see Christ in all His splendor. We see Him in all His glory. Praise God. Can you only imagine? Amen. We look at it and we see how where He's speaking to us. Let me just show you some of these real quickly. Look at Matthew chapter number 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse number 30. What the Bible says. He said, "It shall appear a sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and what? Great glory." Amen. Well, He came the first time. He came as a lamb for the slaughter. But praise God, says when He comes again, He's coming with power, Brother Josh, and He's coming with glory and splendor like we've never seen before. Praise God. He's coming in glory, in the manifestation of glory. Praise His name. In Matthew chapter 25, in verse 31, He says this. He said, "When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, And He shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. And then shall the king." Now see, He goes from coming the Son of Man in His glory to becoming the Son of the King of glory, sitting on His throne, praise God, to judge the nations. He said, "Then shall the king say unto them on His right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Praise God. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. See, the manifestation of His glory, praise God, when He comes to rule and He comes to reign. Praise His name. In Luke chapter number 9, Luke chapter number 9, verse 26, He says this. Well, verse 23, let's go back up there. And He said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself and be a castaway? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and his Father's and of the holy angels. Praise God. He said, so there's going to be a manifestation of the glory of the precious Lamb of God, and the principle of life is faith in the principle, praise God, of a soon coming Savior, that the Lord God of glory reigns supreme, praise God, in the world, in the future, and in our hearts, praise the Lord. Amen. Go on into, let's just keep going. Go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verse number 7. He said, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in a flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction. Now watch it. From the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Amen. He said the worst thing that you could ever go through. He says there's going to be a manifestation from heaven. He said that the worst thing that you could ever endure would be the isolation and the alienation from God Almighty and the presence of His glory. Amen. God wants us to be there. He wants us to be partakers with Him in His glory. And if we miss that, it'll break the heart of God. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 8. He says this. He said, and then shall that wicked be revealed. Talking about the Antichrist. Amen. Soon the Lord shall consume what is with the spirit of His mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of His coming. Amen. Praise God, the Antichrist don't stand a chance. Praise the Lord. When the Lord of glory comes down, amen, to rule and reign. Praise His holy name. Amen. And in the Enoch, in Jude, verse 14. Jude, verse 14, Enoch's is speaking, Enoch's is talking. He said, Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of His saints. Amen. Praise God. He's coming. With who? 10,000s of His saints. Praise the Lord. I mean, them's not angels. Them saints of God, praise the Lord. That's going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the manifestation of His glory. When we get to see Him, praise God. Amen. It's not a make-believe. It's not a fairy tale. It's real. Because God said He marched us right from the Old Testament into the New Testament, through the New Testament, right up to the book of Jude, and said, hey, look, be on the lookout because Jesus is coming. Praise His name. What a blessed hope. Amen. His glory will fill, the Bible says, His glory will fill the earth. Amen. Fill the earth, praise God. Why? Because He's that filling. Amen. You know, it ain't about filling, but praise God, I'm glad you can fill Him. Amen, praise the Lord. But He's going to fill the earth with His presence. So that is the principle of life. The principle of life, praise God, is our faith, to believe in what God says, what He tells us. It's about a soon coming Savior. Praise His name. The coming in the just and the unjust. Praise God. He speaks here of the just and the unjust, the ungodly. Enoch is speaking, verse 15, said, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches with ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. Amen. God help us. I'm glad I ain't one of them. He said they're coming into a judgment. He's coming to execute judgment on them. Murmurers and complainers walking after their own lust and their mouths speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Praise the Lord. But he said, I'm looking for Him, praise God, because of what He's already done for me. See, the unjust are puffed up. Amen. They're living in their own confidence, self-confidence. Amen. They're living in the unjust are living in their own self-sufficiency. Hey, how many people do you know today that are living in their own confidence, their own self-sufficiency? And they tell me all the time, well, preacher, I believe I'll be all right. Praise God, you better know that you're going to be all right. You better believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, receive Him as your Lord and Savior, and be saved. Praise the Lord. So that you know that you'll be okay. But the just are all puffed up, the unjust are all puffed up. And they're living their own sufficiency, confidence in self. But the just, those that are justified, those that are living by faith. Amen. We should be living by faith. And our confidence, your confidence, Micah, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our confidence is in God. Amen. There's a whole lot of things happening in the world. There's going to be an election in about 7 months. But my confidence ain't in what's going to happen in 7 months. My confidence in what God is doing right now in the present. Praise the Lord. What He's going to do between now and the time that I go out of here. My confidence is in Him. He's the only one that can bring me through. Every day, now listen to me, every day we have to ask Him for His help and believe that He's there to love us and help us as our Heavenly Father. And we have a Savior that's interceding for us, sitting at the right hand of God, communicating with the Spirit, praise the Lord. Amen. So you can have those moments, Brother Junior, where you can get away from everybody, but still not be by yourself. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's a principle of life. That's the faith that we have in the Lord. Praise God. It moves upon our lives. The very principle. Their principle, their faith. Now, faith is not some kind of philosophy for life. Amen? It's not. It's not just a philosophy for life. You know, do's and this and that and another. But praise God, it's a principle. It's the very principle of the life that we live. Is our faith. Don't let nobody take your faith. If they take your faith, they stole everything, but they can't take your faith. They may take your house, your home, your automobile. They may take everything you got, but they cannot take your faith. Our faith is a principle of life. It's what we base, praise God, everything upon. The principle of life that we live. The righteous shall live by his faith. Our whole life shall be lived, should be lived by our faith. Amen? Am I preaching to the choir? Am I preaching to the choir? Our hope, the whole principle of our life should be lived by faith. Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did for us on Calvary, and the hope and the help that we have from Him, that He's promised that He'll deliver us safe on yonder shore. Amen. When it's all said and done, praise God. Our faith, life principles, whole life of faith in Christ. You think about it, we're saved by faith. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. They told the Philippian jailer, said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy household. Amen? We're saved by faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. Not only are we saved by faith, but we're kept by faith. 1 Peter 1, 5. He said, we're kept by the power of God through what? Faith. Through faith. We're kept by the power of God through faith. Amen. Praise His name. Not only are we saved through faith, not only are we kept through faith, but we live through faith. We live by our faith. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul said this, the life which I now live in the flesh. Now here we go. Now listen to me. Because that's what we struggle with the most. You and I as our flesh. See, our flesh isn't saved. Our soul is saved. But our flesh isn't saved. Our flesh has to come into subjection to the Spirit of God. Amen. And Paul said, he said, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God. He said, it's my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is what's pulling me along. It's what's giving me unction. What's helping me go just a little bit further. It's what takes that old man that I am and helps me to do what's pleasing to God every day. Because I don't want to break God's heart. I don't want to found to be disrespectful to God. But I want to be found, praise God, in aspects of my life as being pleasing to my Holy Savior, the Holy Spirit and the Holy God, the ones who's watching out for my soul, praise God. Amen. He's there every step of the way. He helps me to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Put them to death. Don't let them rise up. Don't let them overcome. Don't let them get victory. That's what the flesh would like to do today. It would like to get you to just quit, to submit, and lay it down. But praise God, they's nowhere to quit. Amen. There's nowhere to quit till we get over on yonder shore. Then there's a place of rest with Him in His glory. Amen. The principle of life is faith. He said, the just, those that's been justified, shall, not could or would or might be. He said, the just shall live by his faith. Amen. It's an individual faith. We can't run, Brother Bill, we can't run on somebody else's faith. Amen. But boy, if I could, I'd be running with Miss Myrtle all the time. That woman had faith like I ain't ever known. I mean faith. Praise God. But we can't count on somebody else's faith. He said, the just shall live by his faith, by our faith, by your faith. We've got to choose to have faith and have our faith in God, not in self-confidence, praise God, not in self-sufficiency, but in confidence in the Lord. Because He's promised to be with us and get us through this thing, get us across old chilly Jordan, praise God, and bring us to the other side, rejoicing in the Lord Jesus. Rejoicing with the Lord Jesus in the magnificent splendor of His glory. Praise His name. Amen. What are you saying? The principle of life is our faith, and in the principle of life and our faith is victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know what it is. I just can't get away from victory. Amen. I think what we're missing in our Christian faith is victory that's already been won. Amen. The victory has already been won. Faith always ends in victory. Remember that. Amen. Our faith always ends in victory. Look at 1 John. 1 John chapter number 5. Let me just show you right quick. 1 John chapter number 5. Verse number 4. For this is the verse number 3 to 4. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. Through faith we've overcome the world. Praise God. He said, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Are you a believer today? Are we believers today? We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hello? Somebody answer me. Do we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Amen. Praise the Lord. He is. He said He was. We believe it. Amen. Praise God. He said, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? He said, if you can say that from your heart, not your head, but your heart, and mean it, praise God, you have already overcome. Amen. You have attained the principle, praise God, of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that the just shall live by his faith. Amen. He doesn't say anything about dying here. Hello? Amen. He doesn't say anything about dying here. He said the just, those that's been justified in the Lord Jesus Christ, shall live by his faith. Amen. We'll live by it here on this side, Brother Kevin, and we'll live by it on the other side. Praise God when we make the transition from here to yonder. Praise the Lord. A principle of life is our faith in Christ Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. Praise God, it's just a matter of trust and believing in Him. As the watchman on the wall, he says, I'm just a looking and a watching and a listening for God. Amen. Habakkuk knew something about what he was talking about, Brother Josh. What we ought to be doing, praise God, we ought to be watchmen on the wall, just watching and a looking and listening for God. Amen. In faith, believe, and praise the Lord that we're just pilgrims passing through one day in a little while. Glory, hallelujah. Are we going to let go of this side of eternity and we're going to grab hold of yonder side and be in the presence of the Lord forever? See the manifestation of His glory. Praise His holy name. He said, I'm going to bring you to myself and so that you might partake in my glory. Praise His name. I don't know, but I got to thinking about that today. I can't comprehend that in my mind. Because all the holy angels, the Bible says, are the seraphims and cherubim, they're flying back and forth and they're saying, holy, holy, holy. Amen. Fly back the other way. Holy, holy, holy. Amen. God Almighty to be the glory. God the Father. He said three times, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And they're just praising the Lord and giving God for His glory. And somehow, praise God, Brother Jamie, we get to partake in that. Amen. With Him. I can't wrap my head around that. I just can't. I don't deserve that. But He said we get to be partakers in His glory. The glory of the only begotten. Praise God. I don't know how that's going to be. But I tell you what, it's going to be exciting. People say, well, preacher, I just don't know what we'd do in heaven. Just to, be at Jesus' feet, praise, and just to, it seems like it's going to get awful boring up there. Boy, I tell you, I don't know about you. It may be for you, but it ain't going to be boring for me. When I get to see Him praising God, and I see Him in all His magnificent splendor and all His magnificent glory, we got just a little peek of it. They did when He was manifest in the transfiguration on the mount. Amen. They got just a little peek of it. And them old boys wanted to worship. They wanted to build altars. They wanted to do something. Amen. Because they saw the splendor of the Lord, His magnificence. They seen Him in His glory. Amen. He was talking with Moses and Elijah. And they said, my goodness, I want to be in on this. Peter, he was pretty ambitious. He said, Lord, what do we do? Amen. He said, I want part of this. Praise God, one day. Listen, principle of life as our faith. One day we're going to get to partake with Christ in all His glory. He said, we're going to get to rule and reign with Him. Amen. I don't know about all that, but praise His holy name. It's going to be good. Because He said all this old vile and wicked stuff, Isaiah chapter 11, He said all this old wicked stuff's going to be gone. There's not going to be a hatred and malice and wickedness and violence on the earth. Amen. They're talking, I was listening to the news last night and they said, what are we going to do? It's getting worse and worse. They said it would. Amen. How are we going to fix it? We can't, but He will. Amen. He's going to fix it. He's going to put down all resistance, and He's going to rule. Praise His holy name in a manifestation of His glory. The whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen. Nothing can hurt the presence of His glory. Manifestation of Jesus Christ. I tell you, principle of life, faith. Faith to believe in that. To trust in it. That it will come to the full for those who believe. And Habakkuk would say, the just shall live by his faith. Amen. Shall live by his faith. Romans 1:17 said, the just shall live by his faith. Galatians chapter 3, 10 and 11, the just shall live by his faith. Hebrews chapter 10, 31, 39, he says, and by the way, he said, the just shall live. He's talking about that hall of faith, praise God. He said, the just shall live by his faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in the God of heaven. Faith, praise God, in what he's already done and what he's promised to do. The principle of life is our faith. But the question is tonight, and I'm done. The question is, how's your faith? Is it real? Is your faith real? You have faith, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. What is his death, burial, and his resurrection? That he's sitting right in front of us. That he is in control. God ain't wringing his hands trying to figure this out. Hello? God knows exactly what he's going to do. Habakkuk said, that when it's time, so he won't tarry. He said, when it comes time to get the job done, he said, God will get it done. Amen. He'll get done. He'll take care of business. And in the meantime, he promised that he's going to take care of me and you. So what we got to do is we've got to get each other by the hand, love on each other, to encourage each other. Amen. Come together in one mind, in one accord, in faith. Just believe in God. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, what he's already done. Amen. All what he already done was the fulfillment of prophecy. And he's not done yet. Remember the napkin that was folded neatly? Amen. We talked about last Sunday. It's not finished. Amen. He's still the work to be done. He left that folded up, said, I'll be back. Amen. Praise God. I'll be back. Praise God. Because he is that principle of life, that faith in him. Amen. The biggest principle, praise God, we could ever have is a principle of life. And that life is in our faith.